Welcome to the Jeff Show. If you're not familiar with my podcast, it's just me, Jeff Lutz, trying to figure out what he's doing with podcasting. I've got a few ideas on what I'd like to do and some thoughts, but in the meantime, I'm trying to perfect the craft of producing something. So every once in a while, I get some thoughts together and try to get something into it. The name Jeff Show isn't necessarily an ego stroke. It's just something I couldn't think of any other name to call this thing other than just me reading a bunch of stuff. So, anyways, today I wanted to relate a little bit of what I've been feeling and reading. And recently, I feel like there's been a growing amount of reading material that's been speaking to me about grace as I meditate on it. You know, helping your neighbor and loving your enemy type of stuff. I was perusing through Facebook one morning and ran into my union's Facebook page. There are all sorts of people in the NWSEO that lean in just about every political direction. Sometimes the discussion gets quite heated and off the topic from the union issues when some of the more politically minded people start squaring off. In one case, there's a guy who's on there that he was raised in a blue-collar, union-is-everything type of family. So, you know, it's sometimes hard to get in there. And the threads, especially when he gets involved, can be, you know, we'll go on and talk about member versus non-member of the union. And if you're not familiar with the way that government service unions are, you're not required to join. Doesn't matter what state you're in. So, you know, however, our union negotiates our collective bargaining agreement with the NWS and NOAA. So there are people who benefit from the union without being in the union, and this tends to rub people the wrong way, you know, to the point where they start calling the non-union people scabs. Of course, they're not on the Facebook page, so they don't see this stuff. It's only for members. It's a closed or secret group. I can't remember the type of group page it is. Anyways, I've noticed that in church, and I'm speaking broadly about the church in general, I've witnessed and read stories of people being turned away if they didn't do what the people in the church thought they needed to earn some service from the church. And I'm not necessarily talking about services for the poor. I mean, a lot of churches will serve the poor, but, you know, I'm talking about services for members or people who go there regularly that maybe not haven't joined membership. It gets me to thinking, when do you turn away services to a member or a non-member? I remember that in a church I went to in the past, another member was kind of annoyed with somebody that the church gave assistance to and wasn't a consistent churchgoer and I think would actually go to other churches at times. They felt that there should be some sort of loyalty to the church. However, I've always been kind of puzzled by this attitude. You know, if we are all believers, but at different places in our story, you know, should loyalty to a church matter? Or to a particular church, I should say. If one is in need, or do we just ignore them again? There is a tension, I have to say, you admit. You know, the tension is between helping the person, regardless of their status, believer, non-believer, someone seeking, not seeking, versus, you know, maybe enabling them. Mary and I see this played out day in and day out in our lives. There are people that can be rather maddening in the way that they treat others and yet come to us, and I'm talking about Mary and I, not necessarily the church in this case, for help, usually in a way that seems very manipulative. And as I've told Mary, you know, we just need to persevere through the manipulation and help, hopefully, you know, speaking into their lives. However, there is another side to this. You know, Brian Zahn of Word of Life Church at St. Joe, Missouri says, "Beauty will save the world." And I'm starting to feel that the church in America has chased relevance so far that instead of being relevant to people, they become utilitarian You know, use this product and it'll be cool. We're in kind of a box store mentality that the culture has kind of ushered us down. There's a little beauty left in the world or in the Christian church in America. So we give aid and then people go back to their individual stories of boring, drab lives and trying to acquire things to achieve meaning. And, you know, that, and then we get all mad because they're still off in their, you know, in their addictions or whatever. And I have to say, there have been times when I feel like the story of my life has been boring and utilitarian. And then other times it's been beautifully written, as if there was an author whom my character actually listened to and when they were writing. To understand that passage, you might want to read Don Miller's A Million Miles in a Thousand Years. Anyways, life was filled with astonishing beauty. In some ways, as Mary and I look to move back to Gaylord, I'm looking for another epic story to be a part of. Or maybe I am a part of it and I just haven't realized it yet. That's possible. Something astonishingly beautiful. When people hear about it, they are brought to tears from the beauty of what's going on. And as crazy as things sound, there is something astonishing going on that they want to be a part of. So who should be served by the church? Well, in my mind, everyone. Because they need to see the beauty of the Creator in the way that we live. And when they ask why we do what we do, we tell them this astonishing, crazy, beautiful story of a God who became a baby to an unmarried teenager that even in today's world would be just as shunned by a lot of people, who grew up just like us, you know, learning a trade to be a carpenter, but turned out to teach the Torah very well. And then he took a bunch of unschooled fishermen who were not considered good enough and taught them what he knew. And somewhere along the line, he managed to make enemies with the local church officials and the government overseeing the country he lived in. The enemies turned and eventually killed him. But when they did, he took all of the guilt and shame for our rebellious acts and buried them with him. And 3 days later, he rose up to a new life and body, having given all to the ones he created. And that beautifully astonishing story continues to go on through the disciples that spread his words to all the earth.